Jared Maples joins us now. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in St. Louis. And Jared, another winter weather advisory has been issued for tonight and tomorrow throughout most of the area. Can you tell us about this latest system, where it's coming from, and what kind of damage we might expect from this?
Yeah, we're going to have precipitation developing out of the southwest late tonight, most likely after midnight, and it'll be in the form of snow initially. So as it spreads northeastward, we're going to see a little bit of warmer air move in just over the colder surface, and that'll transition things to a little bit of a mixture of freezing rain and sleet as well as we get into the day Sunday morning and early Sunday afternoon. So could see some light snow accumulations, especially northwest of the St. Louis metro area, maybe about an inch is what we'll do up near Troy and Quincy area. Further down to the south, snow accumulations will be less, but maybe up to a little bit of glazing of ice, which will make conditions a bit slick going into Sunday morning.
Folks definitely need to be aware of that, especially when ice is involved, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't really take much with ice. As far as accumulations are concerned, you know, less than a tenth of an inch of ice can really cause some headaches on the roadways. People just have to be advised to take things pretty slow, and if they're cautious, they should be able to make it where they're going as long as they just heed that extra caution.
And behind all this, Jared, it looks like there's a bit of a warm-up, so whatever does fall tonight and tomorrow should be gone in a day or two.
Right, yeah, what does come doesn't last too long. We get a little bit of a warm-up, enough to melt some of the ice there. Second round, though, is expected late Sunday night into Monday, so that's kind of a concern going into the Monday morning commute, although this one, as it creeps northward, it looks like the freezing rain and sleet will be right along I-70 and northward. Further south of that, it looks like it'll transition more to a rain type of event.
So if you have to get out, just be careful, right?
That's right. That's always the message in these type of events. They could be small, but if you underestimate them and take things too quick, you could be the one that ends up succumbing to the elements.
Jared, as you look ahead, do you see anything on the horizon that has you concerned that maybe you're keeping an eye on that's still several days away?
Not to this point. We see much warmer temperatures coming into the middle of the week. We might even touch 50 degrees by the time we hit Wednesday. So another week of this flip-flopping back and forth from cold to warm, periods of rain or a wintry mix. But otherwise, nothing real huge at this point.
Jared, thank you so much for the update. We do appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a good one.
And again, that is Jared Maples, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in St. Louis.